So for the next 10 minutes, I want to share something with you and just pray with you before we end with worship. I want to share with you how to walk into the resurrection power. Amen. Walking into the resurrection power of God. Now the scripture tells us in Romans 8:11 that the same spirit,
the same spirit
that went into that tomb, that conquered death, that broke the sting of death, and caused Jesus to rise. He said that same spirit is where? That same spirit is where? It lives in you. Now let that sink in. The same spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, that's why, lives in you. It lives in you. Then he said, he who raised Christ from the dead will also bring your mortal bodies to life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Through his spirit who lives in you.
Amen. Amen.
So you will know I love to teach. Amen. And when I say I teach it for 10 minutes, I'm 10 minutes. Right?
Hallelujah.
So, teach it for 10 minutes ago. I want to pray for you quickly before we go. Now, I want you to understand that if you will experience the resurrection power of God, for us to experience this power in our daily lives, we have to do three things. We must embrace, accept, and receive the abundant life that Jesus gives. Amen? You should do what? Embrace, accept, and receive the abundant life that Jesus gives. It is not that the power of God is not with you. Okay, so while they're getting ready to take the children, let's just focus, okay? It's not that the power of God is not available. Today in the church, we don't see the power of God much. And I want to tell you how you can encounter that. Now, John 10:10 says what? The thief, who told my computer? John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to do what? Destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you will have what? Life. And that you will have it what? More abundantly. Quickly, let's look at two words in that phrase. So I can tell you how to focus on experiencing this power. Because after this day, if you don't see the demonstration of God, just ask yourself why. Am I embracing it? Have I accepted it? And have I fully received what God has promised me? Now, life is, for some people, life, when Jesus said, I've come to give you life, it means to recover consciousness. For some people. For some people, he's saying, I have come to figuratively take you to another level. Uh-huh. And for some people, it means, I have come to improve the quality of your existence.
Amen.
You can't just exist.
Yeah.
So Jesus said the devil is here to rob you, but I have come for you to recover your consciousness. For you to understand that God made you special. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. You are not an accident.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether your parents did not plan you. It doesn't matter where you were conceived. I will cancel somebody when the person said, my mom told me I will conceive in a flower bush. I said, it doesn't matter. Okay. And so it traumatized her. I'm like, it doesn't matter where you were conceived. Okay. It doesn't matter. Okay. What matters is that you are not an accident.
Yeah.
But most of us don't even realize that we are not an accident. Because somebody says something to you, you just think, oh man, my life. He said, I have come for you to recover consciousness. And because I want to be brief, I will not have time to go into the detail here. But he said, I've come so you can have this life, what? More abundantly. To have it overflowing, plentiful. And you know, for you to move for the quality of your existence to be more than adequate. So, one of the things that we need to embrace, accept, and receive so that we can move to this next level. The facts, there are some facts I want to give you here quickly. Number one, Jesus has already destroyed the works of the devil.
Amen.
Now, you have to embrace this. You have to accept it and you have to receive it. Now, most of our walk around here, we are afraid of the devil. Christians are so afraid of the devil. He said, see, that commit sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to do what? I'm a teacher, you know, so you have to talk to me. I talk to you, right? You know, he was manifested to do what? Destroy the works of the devil. Jesus already destroyed the works of the devil. And so many of us Christians, we live with consistent fear. Every day you're afraid somebody wishing you. They take your name somewhere. They take your clothes somewhere. Every day someone you paying money to all kinds of people that can you false and lying prophecy. Because you are afraid. You have to embrace, accept, and receive this fact. That Jesus has already destroyed the works of the devil. That's the only way you will walk into this resurrected power. Because he said the power lives in you. The power that took rest from the grave, that power is where? Inside you. But for you to experience that power, you should fully be convinced that the devil has no influence over you. So number two, go with me quickly. Jesus has the power to improve the quality of your life. Because he has destroyed the works of the devil, he has the power to do what? No. He has destroyed the devil already. The works of the devil. So he has the power to do what?
Improve the quality of life.
Yeah, I want to see you people follow me right around the screen.
So you improve the quality of your life.
Yes. Now you people are not used to the way I can teach. Oh, I've not preached for a long time. So you don't forget. You have to talk to me and talk to you. And I'm a teacher. I teach. Oh, I'm preaching. I teach. Yes, I teach in the classroom. You have to understand the reason the church, we're not victorious is we don't understand. We lack understanding. Amen?
Amen.
Now, Jesus did not only destroy the works of the devil, but he has done what? He has the power to do what? Improve the quality of your life. And you have to be convinced that no matter what is happening around you, now I'm not saying that everything will be bread and butter, but no matter what is happening around you, be convinced that Jesus has the power to improve the quality of your life. Don't just be crying, thinking who's wishing you, where the wish is, who is the wish, your mom is a wish, your grandma is a wish. He said the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to do what? Heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Another translation said, to bring unto you the favor of God. Lord, let me tell you something. Everybody in life, we will be hit somehow by challenges. There is no perfect family. I'm going somewhere, so follow me here. Now, those of you that will know my family in Liberia, my parents. My parents have 9 kids. Well, we are 8 now because my other sister just died 2 years ago. Every one of us, everybody see our family as the perfect family. We did not go through all the trauma that all the young people go through. But one of our brothers, after the war, he was studying to be, he was majoring in chemistry. You know, all of us, we major in science. He was studying to major in chemistry, and then after the war, when the United Nations came out recruiting people to be police officer, he joined. He was assigned to the Drug Enforcement Department. And for the first time in his life, none of us had ever smoked cigarettes or drink alcohol. He joined the guys in the police force and he smoked weed. And he went stone crazy. And you guess what? Family members start saying he was wish. People wishing. In fact, we were telling him, my mom was so convinced that people are against the success of her children that they wish me. And no matter what we said, she couldn't. So the treatment he's supposed to get, he could not get it. Believers, when you are focused on somebody wishing you, you will not understand that Jesus has the power to improve the quality of your life. So I was here, they would be calling me all the time. My brothers, that are getting frustrated with my mom. They don't know what to do. She's convinced that somebody wishing me. Until one day, somebody almost killed him. He went here some guys, and when they smoked so much, they passed out. And somebody took a cutlass, I don't know, and they chopped him up. And he almost died. And now, my mom began to get convinced that it was the company he was with. But still, she was not foolish. She didn't think it's somebody, because all her children can be successful. So somebody went to mess one of her children up. Why am I using my own family? As I was seeking the Lord wanted me to share this example. Why am I using my own family? Because there are many Christians that are not experiencing the victory they should experience because we don't believe that God has the power to improve the quality of our lives. While you are looking for a wish, I will hear my brothers and myself talking, and next thing I heard, they say, guess what? They say, we don't even know how to talk to the woman. The woman that loves God, they will give me some. She allowed her other family member to take even to medicine men. Why? Because she was convinced that somebody wanted one of her children to go wayward. But I don't care, and this is about to bring me to my third point. I don't care whether somebody is doing it or not, although I don't care about wish. But if even somebody is doing it, I want you to understand that Jesus has the power to improve the quality of your life.
Amen.
So every person to be a chemist today, is sitting down messed up, and we pray for him. We gotta carry the medicine man from this medicine man to that medicine man. They perform all kinds of animal sacrifices, and he never gets better. And now, finally, my mom agreed with all of us last week that we should take him from that medicine man to take him to, and then pray for him. But you see, when you don't believe that Jesus has the power to improve the quality of your life. Are you with me?
Yes.
We need to understand. We need to be convinced. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to heal your broken heart. No matter what happened, I have the power to improve the quality of your life. I will heal your broken heart. I will deliver you if you are in captivity. If you are blind, I will give you sight. If you are bruised, I will mend your bruise. And I want you to understand that God's favor is now upon you. I don't know what you are going through. God, maybe God want me to share the story of my brother and my mom who loves the Lord. My mom who took us to church over in her womb. My mom who prays every time, fast every time, believe in God. When trial hit, she told somebody, when I wanted her children to bless her, she went to medicine. There's somebody in this room. Maybe you are going through a situation like that. And God is saying this Resurrection Sunday. You know that the power that took Jesus from the grave is still available.
Amen.
And my last point. Why we don't have to be afraid? Because Jesus has already disarmed principalities and power.
Amen.
You see, when Jesus rose from the grave, God, I pray Holy Spirit, help your people to understand this. That's why I believe everywhere I step, I don't care what kind of satanic calling is there, they cannot operate until I leave.
Amen.
Everywhere I go, I don't care what is in that atmosphere. It cannot affect me until I leave. Because the God I serve, he has already, Colossians 2:15, and I put two translations that can just say, having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them, opened the triumphant over them in his death, burial, and resurrection. Another translation says, he disarmed the rulers and authority and disgraced them publicly. Jesus already disarmed Satan and his cohorts. And let me describe this. Because if you read Colossians 2 coming down, you will understand what Jesus meant when he came to that verse. First, go down to verse 10. Let's see what he said. First, he tells us that Jesus is the head of all principalities and power. So we are what? Complete in him. You are what? Complete in Jesus. And Jesus is now the head of all principalities and power. And the scripture says in Colossians also that I did not put it in my verse. Now he said, your life is hid in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
About the song writer, about the next one, the aggressor, we are so forcing. But one of the aggressors are mine is they say, hello, God, don't like me. So they make all kinds of forces. So. I think they should let wash it. But the song writer said, for me to fail, God has to fail. But because my life is hid in Him.
Yes.
So I cannot fail unless He fails.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He is the head of all principalities and power. Now go up to our scripture now. So because Jesus is the head of all principalities and power, He destroyed them. The word spoil in our King James, the word translated spoil means to push away and remove from Himself and crush. So I want you to understand what happened quickly before I close. Jesus, as he hung on the cross, the host of heaven, they were celebrating. We have destroyed him, we have defeated him. The Bible tells us in Ephesians that when he was buried, it tells us that he descended into hell.
Uh-huh.
And when he descended into hell, let me tell you what was happening. Satan and his cohorts. And the demon, the territorial spirit that controlled that place, they gathered every one of them. And they remember that he said he will rise on the third day. And they say he will not. We will keep him in the grave. So they said not only will we try to keep him spiritually, but we'll keep him physically. So they incited the people, follow me here. And they said, go and talk to Pilate. Tell them, said this guy said he will rise on the third day. So seal the tomb that he will not leave. Because Satan wanted to make sure that there will be no way Jesus can leave that grave. So they sent the soldiers and they positioned the soldiers to make sure that no one came near that tomb. But not only did they position the soldiers, they took the seal of Pilate. And they sealed the tomb. And once the seal of the authority was placed on something, no man dare comes near it. So now physically, Satan has taken care of that. Then in the realm of the spirits, when Jesus descended into the grave, in Ephesians, the Bible said he wanted to take care of the captive. When he descended into the grave, Satan and his forces captured him. And they said, your spirit will remain him. You cannot leave from here. So the word translated spoiling me as a pressing and pressing to the ground. He grabbed them and he began to push them away from him. But as he pushed them, he began to crush them, began to break them in pieces, and he began to crush them. That's why the Lamb had a struggle. So he said, he disarmed them. He overcame them, he crushed them, he disarmed them, and he opened the disgrace when he walked out of the tomb. That no man from there. That power that took Jesus from the grave. That same power lives in you. And because that power lives in you, you can overcome. It doesn't matter what you are going through, you can overcome. It doesn't matter the circumstances. He let God has the power to improve the quality of your life. Because he already defeated Satan.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I don't know what the circumstances are. I want to pray for you quickly before we close the worship. I want to pray for you. And now in this room, and you say, I'm so overwhelmed with challenges.
Amen.
And because of the challenges, sometimes I think somebody is wishing me. Sometimes I think somebody is just doing something to me. I can't understand. Some of you think that your family, you come from a family that has bad luck. I tell people this. While we have generational crisis, the Bible also talks about generational blessing. Some of you hear about generational crisis so much that you don't think any good thing in your family. There are good things in your family. Every family God placed you in, except from the beginning, you are not an accident. It doesn't matter where you were conceived. It doesn't matter how you were conceived. It doesn't matter whether your father rejected that pregnancy. It doesn't matter whether your mother struggled all by herself. It doesn't matter how, when, and what happened, the circumstances, it does not matter. What matters is that God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. God
Everything that Satan is using to hold you back, this man, I proclaim freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I believe in you.